Hello. You have discovered a bonus episode of The Felon File. This is Victoria, your producer. Today sitting in for Scott, the regular host of Felon File. FelonFile.com is a podcast exploration and discussion of law enforcement, history, issues and incidents in the Appalachian Mountains and elsewhere. Felon File is hosted by Scott Lunsford, retired police detective, sergeant, author and researcher. Today is a bonus Shade of Blue Stories for Felon File, a new collection of candidates for my special level of hell. Background music. Hard Boiled, hosted by Purple Planet. Thank you. The Lake County, Florida Sheriff's Office has released information the last week of July 2021 on the arrest of 10 men. Not just 10 of the regular so-called Florida men, but 10 men who are candidates for that special place in hell.
You're going to burn in a very special level of hell. A level they reserve for child molesters and people who talk at the theater.
Detectives assigned to the Lake County Sheriff's Intelligence Unit this week concluded a four-day undercover operation targeting those who attempt to meet children online for inappropriate activity. Investigators from different state, local and federal agencies called their investigation Operation Flip Flop. It resulted in 10 arrests for various sex-related offenses involving children. Detectives from the many agencies posed online as either a 13 or 14-year-old young person. The subjects traveled to a predetermined location with the intent to of the inappropriate. The men established relationships online, with whom they thought was a child of 13 or 14 years old. Arrangements were made to individually meet with the imaginary 13 or 14-year-olds. They were taken into custody when they arrived at the meeting location. Three of the men, Scott Allen Fuhren of Leesburg, Florida, Frederick Curtis of Eustis, and Billy Childress of Sorrento, were found to already be registered sex offenders. Clark Mason, another of the men arrested, is an Apopka, Florida firefighter who has been placed on administrative leave. This according to a statement from the fire department. The Apopka, Florida Fire Department made the following statement. The department is saddened that the actions of one individual could have the capacity to tarnish the integrity and dedication that the rest of our department and the fire service as a whole work so hard to preserve. Lake County Sheriff Peyton Grinnell is quoted in the media stating, "These arrests illustrate the importance of continuing these operations to protect our children. Parents need to know who their children are communicating with on the internet. This operation would not have been possible without the cooperation and support from the Central Florida Crimes Against Children Task Force, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the Polk and Seminole County Sheriff's Offices, as well as the Orlando, Sanford, Claremont, and Altamont Springs City Police Departments, were all involved with the investigations. A total of 45 different investigators with the different agencies actively participated in Operation Flip Flop. 10 candidates for that special hell. In a separate incident, closer to home, a North Carolina woman has been charged with three sexual-related charges against a 15-year-old juvenile she met online. According to Rutherford County Sheriff's Detective Amanda McPherson, the suspect, 45-year-old Christy Whiten, has been charged with felony solicitation of a minor to observe sexual conduct, especially aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. The victim's mother became aware of the situation after looking through her teen's phone and finding social media messages that gave her some concern. Mother contacted the sheriff's office. The victim met Whiten on social media. Whiten was arrested on Sunday, July 25th, when she traveled to Rutherford County to meet the teen. She is being held at the Rutherford County Detention Center on a $225,000 bond. Another candidate for that special hell. Crimes against children online is a widespread problem. Parents, please be vigilant and aware of what your children are involved in online and encourage open conversations for the sake of your child's safety. This calls for that.
You're going to burn in a very special level of hell. A level they reserve for child molesters and people who talk at the theater. The special hell.
You have been listening to the Felon File podcast with your host Scott Lunsford. For more information on this podcast or Scott's books and writings, go to scottlunsfordauthor.com and felonfile.com. Scott can also be contacted at these websites. Be sure to check out the stuff page there. You can pick up a Felon File t-shirt or coffee mug. You can also support Felon File podcast by buying us a coffee from the link on the website. This is Victoria, your producer, sitting in for Scott, your regular host on Felon File. Thank you for listening. This calls for that.
You're going to burn in a very special level of hell. A level they reserve for child molesters and people who talk at the theater. The special hell.
Thank you.